It Pays to Be a Member by Rusty Dog, read by Jade Sfar. Later, reflecting on that afternoon, Jack realised he'd been in trouble from the moment his vortex manipulator landed him in the middle of the Ankh. Simply walking to shore under his own power, which was quite possible in that stinking mess the people ironically referred to as a river, had angered the Guild of Ferrymen. If he'd known that, he might have gathered enough about the local culture to avoid his next mistake, which was greeting a group of passers-by in a friendly manner the people in this place obviously weren't used to, except for members of the Guild of Seamstresses. Why the seamstresses were upset with Jack, he never figured out, as he was sure they had no male prostitutes whose jobs he was threatening. But Mrs. Palm had yelled something about unregistered solicitation and future expansion. Then there were the alert buskers of the Guild of Musicians, who took offence to Jack's whistling a tune from Snow White after meeting his first dwarf, and the tailors, who noticed his one-of-a-kind greatcoat and understandably assumed he'd had it made by a non-guild tailor. He didn't know whether the Dog Guild had something against him, but it was a small, disgustingly mangy mutt with clearly unnatural powers of suggestion who seemed to have gathered all the disgruntled guilds into one place just in time for an invigorating mob scene. No stranger to being pursued through narrow streets by an assortment of angry citizens, Jack did an admirable job of eluding them for a while. In fact, he almost escaped with his life. But when he was finally cornered against the wall of a house, there wasn't much he could do about being hit simultaneously by 3 oars, 2 stiletto boot heels, a surprisingly heavy mandolin case, and an iron sewing machine. As he slid down the wall, mercifully, a pair of pale arms reached through a nearby window and pulled his limp body into the house. Which would have been fantastic in 3 unfortunately hypothetical scenarios. If he had not unmistakably expired shortly thereafter on the floor of the house, if he had not subsequently revived with a degree of vigour that was difficult to explain away, or if the residents of the house did not happen to be themselves both undead and registered members of the new Guild of the Alternatively Living. And so that time it was Mrs. Cake muttering angrily, and Jack was tossed back into the frying pan for another round of fascinating lessons in culture and commerce in a city that worked.